UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has requested an urgent report into the allegations of abuse carried out by aid workers at a UN-run camp in South Sudan. An investigation by Al Jazeera and by nonprofit news agency The New Humanitarian has exposed years of widespread sexual abuse at a camp for displaced people in Malakal. The allegations first emerged in 2015, but no action was taken despite a UN-led task force charged with tackling it. Aid workers are accused of raping and sexually abusing minors, as well as pressuring women and girls to have sex in exchange for gifts. Joshua Craze is an independent researcher on South Sudan and co-author of the original report. He explains the delay by the UN to investigate cases of sexual abuse.
The basic problem is that if you look through all of these task force set up to prevent sexual exploitation since it was begun in South Sudan, is what they do is they provide sensitization training, they provide hotlines. But the task force structurally, from a mandate from New York, does not do investigations. Investigations are left to the individual NGOs and UN agencies whose staff members are accused of sexual exploitation. And the problem is they look back at Oxfam. So Oxfam had a huge sexual exploitation scandal and its funding was cut effectively by half. So for none of these organizations is it actually materially in their interest to really do investigations. So what happens is things are covered up. And all of the measures that have been announced by the UN thus far have largely been reactive measures. So they're measures about making sure that everyone has training. The problem is there is no proactive investigative capacity within the task force or within these organizations. And just to give you a sense, what they do is that they investigate claims made to them via a series of mechanisms that report allegation claim, like report sexual exploitation allegations. However, many people are scared of coming forward. Many people are worried that that will impact on staff or family members who have jobs with these NGOs. Many people are worried that their cases will be dismissed by bodies that are linked to community actors who don't want to cut access or endanger access from the NGOs.
Let's bring in Sarah Beslow-Nianti. She is the United Nations resident coordinator in South Sudan. She joins us by Skype from New York. Sarah, I have to ask you, why? Why is this happening? Why has the UN not been able to cut this out?
Thank you for having me on, Cyril. Firstly, let me say that when I joined South Sudan 9 months ago, the very first thing I did was to assess the situation of our response to sexual exploitation and abuse. I asked for a meeting to understand, given the large humanitarian operation and the fact that we have the largest peacekeeping operation in South Sudan. Yes, the task force, as Joshua Craze has mentioned, doesn't investigate. But what the task force does is put in place mechanisms to ensure that we continue to strengthen our ability to receive anonymous information.
But you just heard that that doesn't work.
What works is ensuring that people have access to be able to report complaints. And what works is making sure that proactively we mitigate the risk of anyone being victimized because they are already victims of vulnerabilities and multiple shocks, and making sure that we put them at the center. We have been working with them.
Well, excuse me.
Three times.
So let me jump in. Joshua Craze just told us, very eloquently, I might add, that that is precisely what the UN is not doing. The UN is not being proactive. The UN is being reactive. So you handle things, cases that are brought to you, but you aren't capable, or the UN hasn't been, and I don't mean you personally, the UN hasn't been capable so far of actually going to take a deep forensic look at how it runs its operations there to stamp out any abuse.
And what I'm saying is that is not true, because I have personally with my team been in Malakal three times. I was there a few weeks ago, most recently in the POC, speaking with the women and the girls to understand the mechanism and to understand how we can strengthen it, including ensuring that we proactively mitigate risk of sexual exploitation and abuse. In the last 9 months, we have been able to strengthen our community-based mechanism to make it more anonymous and make it more safe for women and girls to report. This is not about us reacting. This is about us ensuring that we mitigate and we prevent any additional case of sexual exploitation and abuse. And that was what my letter was about. It was ensuring that even a rumor of sexual exploitation and abuse is addressed, because a rumor is even too much. And we are proactively working with the community to address the needs of the community in Malakal, where I have been with them. Cyril, I'm a mother, I'm a woman, I'm a grandmother. I listened to the women in Malakau. I've sat with them on the floor. I've sat with them and listened to a young girl telling me how she's afraid to even go to the town to school because of the risk of rape, the risk of conflict related sexual violence. Women and girls are at risk every day in Malakau and across South Sudan, and we're working proactively to address it overarchingly.
Are you able to tell me today, in the name of the United Nations, that no woman or girl in these camps who are coming into contact with any UN or UN-affiliated workers are at any danger of becoming victims to rape or sexual abuse of any kind?
I'm telling you that women all across South Sudan are at risk because of conflict, because of the...
I am asking you specifically about those that are under your care.
We are working to address it.
I'm asking you specifically about those that are in UN care.
Those are in, who are in the protection of civilian sites, we continue to work to strengthen access, to strengthen prevention mechanisms, and proactively to make sure that they have safe mechanisms to report any case of sexual exploitation and abuse, any case of sexual violence or conflict-related sexual violence. And we are working to strengthen justice systems to make sure there's access to justice, to make sure that there's no impunity, so that women can see that justice is served and can feel more strengthened and empowered to report and be comfortable that action is taken. We also make sure upfront that victims are given a victim's package. We make sure that victims, upon report, receive the support that they need. But making sure that this doesn't happen again is our focus in proactively addressing this every day in Malakau, but across the operation in South Sudan.
The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, has requested an urgent report. When is that coming out, and who's going to draft it?
He asked for a report yesterday, and I'll be leading the team to draft that report to give him all of the information on what we've been able to do in the last 9 months, plus what we've been able to do before I joined. We've convened all of the peace, humanitarian, and development actors several times this year alone to be able to discuss gaps that we may have in our operation. We've had meetings with the national NGOs, international NGOs, to make sure that they strengthen their mechanisms. And I'll be able to report to him that we have been able to increase our community-based mechanisms as well as increasing our reach across the country in terms of preventing sexual exploitation and abuse.
All right. Sarah Beslow-Nianti, I thank you for coming on and fielding our questions. You're the UN resident coordinator in South Sudan. Thank you.